The Weekly Wag with the Humane Society of Huron Valley on the Lucianne Lance Show, 1290 WLBY, with Wendy Welch joining us. She's the Director of Communications over at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. And we reveal the pet of the week, which has a very long name, which might frighten some of you out there. Not because of our animal, not at all. It's just the name. It is what?
Pythagoras.
Yeah, that makes me think about math class, and I shudder to think about that.
Oh, but Pythagoras will totally alleviate all of those fears for you, Lucianne.
Well, isn't that the truth? Pythagoras is a cute bunny.
Yes, he's such a cute bunny. He is a New Zealand red rabbit. And for folks out there who don't know what New Zealand red rabbits look like, they look like your typical rabbit in terms of the upright ears. They are, you know, it's funny, they're called red. In the cat world, they'd be called orange because it's totally like the orange kitty kind of color.
Oh, okay.
Pythagoras is. Yeah, and Pythagoras is about 3 years young. Came to us because the person who had him, someone's grandma, could no longer take care of him. So brought to us, and he follows us around when we're cleaning. He likes to be petted. So he's a good little guy. He eats food really well. He loves like fresh grass, fresh carrots, of course, and other treats like that. So he's a good little guy. Like I say, he's about 3 years old, and the lifespan of these rabbits is around 8 years. He's about middle age. A good little rabbit. Hopefully someone will consider him. I know we're normally thought of as cats and dogs at the Humane Society of Huron Valley, but please check us out. We have lots of rabbits right now, including Pythagoras, who is on the bigger side. We have even Harry, who's an Angora rabbit.
Oh, like beautiful.
Pounds. We have a guinea pig, lots of other things. So check out hshv.org.
All right. So in case people are wondering how to use the Pythagorean theorem to find a missing side, I can't tell you. But I guess I can tell you a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So hey. C is the hypotenuse. That's how you use the Pythagorean theorem. I don't know what that applies to the rabbit, but...
Right, maybe the ears make a triangle.
Oh, yes, I see it now. Oh, my gosh. That is fabulous. Pythagoras. Now, our listeners can go online to hshv.org, and when you get in there, click on the adoptions. It'll get you right to the page, and all the animals are alphabetized. So go down to the P's. That's how you spell Pythagoras. And check out our sweet bunny available for adoption. You know, it's interesting that you say that bunnies have about an eight-year lifespan, this one being 3 years old. While that can be a little sad to think about, it also means that someone doesn't have a big, long commitment if they're looking for a pet for the next few years. So that is something to consider too, Wendy.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why I think oftentimes, you know, parents get small mammals for their kids so that when kids go off to college, parents can still travel. They're not stuck with an animal at home.
So we'll
make a wonderful pet. And they're also, you know, rabbits are really quiet too. So
that's a good point. Now, rabbits, they mostly live in their cage, but they can come out of the cage in the house. Is that right? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, you're right, Lucianne. A lot of people may have an antiquated idea of rabbits in terms of that they just stay in their cage, and that's not true. You know, that they really need to come out and exercise at least for an hour every day. And Pythagoras reportedly too knows where to go potty, so you can teach rabbits. You can litter train them. I know, right?
Really? That's fascinating. And already Pythagoras has that down, so you don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
Wow. So where do they go potty then?
A litter box too. Yes. Usually it's a lower kind of litter box, although Pythagoras is big enough where he could use a regular cat litter box. But yes, a litter box.
Oh, easy enough. All right. Mm-hmm. A lot like a kitty then. Wow. Yeah. I'm fascinated by this. Pythagoras is our pet of the week on the Weekly Wag here from 1290 WLBY. And you can see him at hshv.org. Click on adoptions. So come down to the holidays where some people might be thinking about giving the gift of an animal. How should they best do that? You don't want to already pick one out and have it under the tree. That is not the way to go. So give everyone some advice on a good way they can do this working through the Humane Society.
Oh, thank you for mentioning, Lucianne. Yes, surprise pet gifts, generally not a good idea, you know, unless you're a parent, of course, surprising your kids with a, you know, the family pet, like that's okay. But, you know, surprising grandma with a cat when you've never talked about it before, just because you think, you know, grandma would do well with a cat, totally understand your heart's in the right place, but it can lead to sad outcomes for both the cat and a grandma. So please make sure you've talked it over with someone. Or an alternative, of course, is to get a gift card. We have them at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. They don't expire, so someone can come pick out their own animal. Or if they really don't want an adoption, they can come pick out a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or something, you know, befitting an animal lover, because the gift cards are good for anything at the Humane Society of Huron Valley or an event. They can, you know, participate in one of our events using the gift card. So that is an option. You know, of course, again, getting back to if you're going to surprise your family or if you've talked it over with the person, you definitely know that's what's going to happen. Okay to get a pet, but still, I'd opt for the gift card just so that they can make their own match themselves.
And you bring up a good point I hadn't thought about. You have so many wonderful events that the community can participate in, fun events, activity-based events. You've got pajama parties for kids with the animals. So even if you're a home that you really can't have an animal right now, there are ways to celebrate animals, to be with them. You can volunteer at the Humane Society. You can be a dog walker, for instance, and get your animal fix in and then go home to a house that, okay, you know you can't have animals. It doesn't mean that you can't have that relationship, and you can do that through our Humane Society of Huron Valley, Wendy.
Absolutely, yes. One of our other activities is yoga with cats that we have our cat cafe that happens twice a week. So if you get a gift card, someone can come in and enjoy that when they have a moment. And yeah, there are lots of ways to interact with animals without owning one.
All right. Wendy Welch, she is the Director of Communications at our beloved Humane Society of Huron Valley. Visit hshv.org, click on adoptions, look up Pythagoras, our bunny rabbit waiting for a home and lots of love. And I know he'll give you lots of love as well. Wendy, thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Lucianne.
And all our friends at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.